welcome to the Knee Pain Guru. My name is Bill Paravano. And in this week's podcast, I have a question here from my from the Knee Pain Guru Facebook page, which, by the way, if you haven't gone to the Facebook page and become a friend, please do so. The question is from Jonathan Gonzalez. It says, "Hey Bill, I tweaked my right knee playing basketball about a year ago, and now my knee is not the same. I can sprint up and down and walk all day with no problem, but I can't go side to side. Any idea what part of my knee is weak?" Well, this is a great question that Jonathan brings up, and the reason being is, and imagine this. When Jonathan tweaked his knee, it wasn't that all of a sudden his knee became weak. Think about this. This is really, really important, and this is really crucial to understanding what's going on with your knees and when you have knee pain. When you tweaked your knee, it didn't suddenly become weak. The muscles, the tendons, the ligaments are not suddenly weak. They were just as strong as they were the day before that. They were just as strong as it was the moment before you tweaked your knee. So this leads to the underlying cause of what's going on with the knee pain. The knee pain is caused by a tension pattern that is holding the leg in a position that makes it feel weak. This is really, really important. I want to repeat this because it is so crucial in understanding knee pain. When the knee tweaked, it held on to a tension pattern to protect itself from getting injured further. It's a functional tension pattern to make sure the knee didn't get injured further. It's a dysfunctional tension pattern to go back and try to play basketball and not have the knee feel like it's weak. So this is very crucial, and this is somewhat fundamental to my entire approach to dealing with chronic knee pain, is that we need to get to that underlying pattern in order for the knees to truly change, in order for the problems not to be there anymore, not to exist in the knee. We have to deal with the underlying dysfunctional tension pattern that the knee is holding on to protect itself from getting injured further. So how do you do that? Well, when the knee tweaks, when the knee, you know, you make that step and all of a sudden it's like it feels like the knee is going to give way, and it doesn't. We're looking at a response from the nervous system. The nervous system is nothing more than the electrical system that keeps your body firing properly. The nerves, and it connects with your brain. It connects. It has the nerves that go out your entire body. Now, when the body protects itself from getting injured further, it kind of squeezes on the nerves in the knee. That's what sends a signal to your brain that you have knee pain. That's what causes what I refer to as the kink in the garden hose. And that's what caused the knee, begins the process of the knee swelling up. That's when you have the wearing of the knee taking place. That comes down the road as like bone on bone or arthritis. This is all of those diagnoses that happen down the road. However, if we deal with this now, if we deal with this today and begin to get your knee unwound, that tension pattern that is holding it, that dysfunctional tension pattern that's holding it in place, that's causing it to feel weak, then we're getting to the underlying piece. We're getting to the source of what's creating the problem with the knee. Now, you can go and do tons of exercises, and there are some very good exercises out there. You're going to have sore spots in your legs. I see a lot of videos on the internet talking about how to work out sore points in the legs, the IT band, how to stretch the leg, so the knee pain goes away and this and that. And these all can work for a period of time. However, just like a weed, that if you only pick off the top of the weed and you don't address the roots, that weed's going to grow back. The very same thing is if you aren't addressing that tension pattern from a fundamental level as to how the body is holding on to protect itself from getting injured further, then that knee pain is going to come back. And it's always going to present an issue. And what you have to look forward to is the fact that as the knees get worse, as the problems continue to present themselves in the knee, you have prescription drugs, you have pain-killing shots. And ultimately down the road, the only real option is surgery. However, that's really not going to address the issue either. So if you want to get back to your life, enjoy your life, like Jonathan wants to play basketball. He enjoys playing basketball. So if he doesn't address, or Jonathan, if you don't address what's going on in that underlying piece, addressing those that fundamental piece of how the nervous system is holding on to the tension pattern and get it to relax and let go of that tension pattern, you're going to have problems with your knee, and you're also going to have problems with the compensation pattern that takes place in the rest of your body as a result of the knee, like the hips, like the lower back, like the neck, like the shoulders. Your body has to compensate for what the knee is not doing anymore. And the more you try to push your body, the more you're going to have problems with your knee. So this is really a bigger in scope. I'm trying to zoom out here and give you a bigger picture. In that it's not so much that the knee is weak. You could use the example of you know, you don't want to raise the bridge, you got to lower the river. And that's exactly what's really important to understand when you're addressing a problem with the knee like Jonathan is. So that's what I'm going to share with you this week. Now, there are options. There are tons of options, and I am providing them on my website. You go to thekneepainguru.com. You can download a free report. All you got to do is put in your first name and valid email address right there on thekneepainguru.com webpage, and I'll send you a free report that covers the five key components that I believe are crucial for getting over chronic knee pain. Now, I also have other things. I have an ebook. I have what I refer to as a virtual clinic, where I have tons of videos and audios and PDFs that I go into all of the aspects that I'm referring to here, how the tension is in the knee, the exercises you need to do, all of those other details that are in my virtual clinic. That is a phenomenal resource, and I keep putting more information just about every week. As a matter of fact, I had another interview with a nutritionist last week, another nutritionist this week, and a third nutritionist next week that is going to continue to go up into my virtual clinic that educates you on the importance of diet and how it affects what's going on in the knees. There's also my home study course, and that you'll get all of that information once you get into and receive that free report. For those that are interested in more in-depth working with me one-on-one, I do have individualized programs for those who need, dealing with knee pain is a huge, huge topic, and there's so many different variables that go into what contributes to chronic knee pain and what's causing chronic knee pain. And as long as nothing is broken or torn, It's actually a quitty. It's quitty. It's probably a pretty quick solution. Pretty easy to address. Now, there's a lot of moving parts, and it does take some work on your part. However, if that's something that interests you, definitely get in touch with me and let me know that you would be interested in doing the one-on-one type of program. So, cool. That's it for today. Thank you so much for being here. If you do know anybody that has chronic knee pain, definitely forward them the link to this audio so they could benefit from this as well, because undoubtedly every time I talk with someone and tell them that I help people with chronic knee pain, they either have chronic knee pain or they know somebody that does. So pay it forward, share this information with other people, and definitely do that. Because it all comes back to you when you help others. So thank you so much. Have a wonderful day, and I will be in touch soon.